A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which one of you would hand your son a stone when he asks for a loaf of bread? Or a snake when he asks for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give you good things to those who ask him? Do to others what you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear sisters and brothers, today's gospel reminds us of the importance of prayers. Not just that, it reminds us that if we fully trust and if we are persistent, whatever we ask will be given to us, so long as we ask for our needs and not our wants. There is a difference between our needs and our wants. God will always give us our needs, but he may not give us our wants. Our needs are those things when we ask. Because God knows our intent even before we ask. He knows our past, our present, and our future. So he knows exactly what we need. He knows those things. When we get them, we will still believe in him and will not be led astray. So our needs are those things we need in our lives that will help us to live and also help us to have relationship with God. Our wants are those things we may not need. And when we get those, we might be led astray. We might be led away from him. When we get our wants, there is a tendency that we begin to see God as not necessary in our lives. So the most important thing is our needs and not our wants. And today in the gospel he says, "Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you." This is God saying this. Now let me tell you my own secret, how I pray. Each time I want to pray, each time there's something bothering me, I will always kneel before the Blessed Sacrament and I will remind him his words. I will remind him that you told us to ask that we will receive, to seek that we will find, to know that the door will be open for us. Now I am asking. I am asking because I have a relationship with you. Because I have given my life to you. Because I have surrendered everything. Now these are my needs. And he will always grant my needs. Because I am convinced, because I believe in him, because I believe that he is the one who called me to become his priest. I didn't opt for it. I didn't put application, but he called me. So if he is the one that called me, then he has to equip me. This is my conversation with him. And each time I do this, God will grant my request. And my dear friends in Christ, I think we should have this conversation with him. If we are able to do this, that means that our spiritual life is growing. But at times we are afraid. But at times we do not remember that the Word of God is God Himself. That the Scripture is God speaking to us directly. At times we don't remember that He has promised us that whoever believes in Him will never be disappointed. That is His words. So we have to remind Him His words all the time, so long as we are playing our own part. So long as in this relationship we play our own role, definitely God will play His own role, because God can never disappoint. He is a faithful God. Our God is faithful. If we have covenant with God, He will always keep our part, His own part. But their problem is us. At times, we fail. But when we fail, and we remember and recognize that we have fallen short, it is a time to step up and go to confession to purify ourselves, so that this relationship will continue to exist. So, my dear friends in Christ, He is telling us today that we should ask, that we should seek, that we should knock. It's then left for us to ask, to seek, and to knock. He is faithful. He will never disappoint. Let us not hesitate to ask. Let us not hesitate to seek. Let us not hesitate to knock. Remember, He will grant us our needs and not necessarily our wants.